some of these folks, I think, have been doing it for a while, so I don't think this is like, you know, once they know that they can actually be fined for it, they can come up with, you know, we can have, like, it's, they don't have to pave their way. They can have, like, gravel, or they can have blocks that they can put it on, but I think it also makes it easier for, you know, it also helps with, like, the drainage. It also helps with everything on that street, right? Because if you don't have, you know, if you're parking on the grass and it messes up the grass and you don't have, like, some, there's a reason why you have, you park on, you know, cars are heavy, and over time they'll, like, you know, affect the whole area. It does affect, like, what goes into the street or what doesn't. And I don't know, that's just my opinion on that over time.
I know.
I mean, obviously, I'm no expert on it, but I do know, like, I lived in neighborhoods where you could park wherever, and I noticed the difference.
That's what they come in from another neighborhood that they could park anywhere. They don't know that, so that's why.
Well, technically, they can do it here.
Warning would help them to know.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. Warning them. I don't think giving them a fine the first time. Absolutely, don't want
to
do that.
But that's not in our hand. Should the police officer decide to, then it's not their
fault. Well, and the thing is, they're not even, they're supposed to knock the first time and give them a warning, so the police officers know. I gotta be honest with you, I highly doubt most of the police officers even want to do it. They have way more, especially with everything that's happening off of Bissonnette, you know, they're concerned about, like, shootings, and they're concerned about, you know, prostitution and drugs, so that may not be the first knock on their list, right? So,
in fact, some of the neighborhoods are unhappy because they don't get as quick a response from the police because it's not at the top. But
we don't.
What?
We don't get quick response.
Actually, we do.
We don't. No. Compared to these people.
I called the police on those people. They showed up a week after.
For what people?
The people that were snooping around Ben's house.
Oh.
They showed up a week after.
The police?
Yeah. Who does that? Sorry, officers. Who does that?
Well, it was trespassing because there was actually no...
No, we said they were up to no good, and they actually, like, just took off in their car. But the second we went to the police...
When I reported someone going into a house, they actually sent undercover police, and they caught them. So it all depends on what's happening. If they think they can catch the persons, they'll send someone. You know, if they don't think they'll catch it, they'll come and they'll get a report.
My question is, did when you called, had those people already left?
Yes, they were in there, right there in front of us. And we said, we're going to call the police. They took, like, got into their car.
No,
and
I know,
took
when you called the police, when you called the police to report it, had those folks already left?
Yes, but we said we have.
And that's exactly, and that, not to sound ugly, but that's exactly why the police didn't come here first. Because the way they saw it, nothing has happened. Those people have left. So they're going to go and prioritize places where, like he said, they're entering the building. They're going to go there first. So, like, I totally understand the police should be there at all times, but the fact that we have such a shortage right now, they have to prioritize, like, a crime that's happening, like, literally happening at that moment versus, like, something that's suspicious that they've already left the property.
A week after? And we said we're concerned because they're going to break into somebody's house. We exaggerated to no avail. We're like, this and that and that. We have videos. Come and see them. They live here in the neighborhood. We're concerned for our safety. And nothing. A week after.
No, I don't disagree. And I think in, like, cases like that, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so if it happens again, I would call the next day and say, hey, I made a complaint yesterday. And then if 3 days go by, I make a complaint 3 days ago. You know?
It's looking really good since the last started seeing him. He seems to be more stable.
Well, as long as he doesn't get too wound up.
So I understand what you're saying. I feel like there's so much happening in this little quarter of the city that it's like, I'm surprised that they were there today. I was happy to see them there, and I even told them, I was like, you guys will come out? But he goes, yeah, just give us the call. But it's better if you take pictures. I was like, okay. Which means that, like,
in fact, that's what I did. I went and, when they told me, I went and walked and I perspire a lot. For me to walk from here over there, I get home and I'm soaking wet. So I went and I took photographs of all the stuff they had underneath the bridges, mm-hmm. so I could send it in with the to the police and to the district jail. And those photographs really make a difference.
Oh yeah.
Because what will happen, and there was another homeless encampment right over here by the tennis court, and the person that reported it wouldn't take photos. And when she, so the police would go there and they would say, there's nobody here. So I went and took some photographs when they were there, and when they did that, they went out and actually took all their stuff away and they moved out. They probably went underneath the bridge, but...
Is that at the park?
It's...
Where
the tennis court is, you know, if you look at the... Where the fence to the first house... Right back in there.
A family.
I don't know if it was a family.
It was three
family.
People.
Yeah, three people.
A family. I don't know if they were family, but they were a unit of people.
Yeah, a woman, a man, and a little kid.
Oh, I never saw the one boy. I only saw, like, two men and a female.
So, but they finally moved them, so.
And I feel like in that situation, it probably is, would be, like, how do I say, like, I want to make sure folks are being taken care of because there isn't a child involved. They need to be able to find them services. And I believe that they have services based on like your need. And I know it just depends sometimes, like they have shelters that are like only women and children. And that might have been the case where the men were had to be in a separate shelter. That sometimes is a problem. But sometimes they can place them as a family if they get in the right services to like housing or some sort of that. I also know that applying for those kind of benefits take forever to get approved, and it does not always like guarantee.
Yeah.
Them,
so.
I'm not allowed to talk, but that those three people, the man says that his mom lives in the neighborhood. That's, I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, those are the ones that stay over here by the trail.
But
are
they
home? Yeah, they're there. They would be there.
Yeah, and they have a child who's maybe 8.
Yes.
And they would say that they were waiting for their kid to get out of school and that their mom lived in the neighborhood. So
they've been reported several times. The person that lives, that has the house closest to that vicinity, says they sell drugs. But the problem is, it's park, where they're staying is park's property. So unless because the police has stopped them. They've told me. They've taken pictures of them. And so unless the police see them doing something wrong, being on park property, it's not illegal. So that's why it's hard to get them to move from there. But
yeah, I understand. I'm not, I wasn't throwing a wrench into the works. I was just saying that I talked to that man, and that's what he told me, that his mom lives. He didn't say where, he just said his mom. I thought he said like on maybe on Reamer or something. So I don't know.
I don't know.
The first
family lives here, why don't you sit out there all day long?
And it might be something they say so that they please don't get called.
It's just, although technically you're not supposed to talk, we're basically just having a discussion. The guy with the white van that used to be pink.
Oh, yeah.
He also lives here. His mother kicked him out of the house. She won't let him in the house. And I have no idea why, but.
That's not the guy that lived over there with Hugh Fisher.
Yes, for a little while. Yeah. So, but his. People that know him told me, no, his mother kicked him out. She doesn't want him in the house. So, financial, we're doing fine. We're certainly within budget. We don't have, and I'll be honest with you, I can't give you 100% financial because Randall doesn't give me all their stuff. We should, you know, Randall has enough money to where they're getting paid. They pay themselves, actually, $930 every month. So, and I believe they're going to have a few hundred left over, and, you know, I want to tell them to send it back to us.
When are they out?
End of the year. Okay. And they're always at least a month behind on giving me their financial statements. And they don't make it easy, because when they tell, you know, they give me the information as to who's paid and who hasn't paid, they give it to me in a PDF instead of giving it to me in an Excel. I know they have it in an Excel, or they could easily convert to Excel. But by doing it in a PDF, that means I have to actually re-enter everything in to keep up with the accounts. Every time I have to re-enter. And so they do not make it easy. But in December they'll be gone. Next year should be a lot easier. On the back of the page, you know, one of the things that I do is that if you look at the checks paid, it's got the landscaping, what is checked with what we used for it. The debit card has the same thing. On August 30th, I did make a mistake. I was going to deposit a check, and I hit the wrong button, and so it gave me $100. But if you look up at the top, deposits and additions, I put it back in along with the check. So, but everything that we spend is on there. We don't have any major payments that will be due, other than the $930 that's being paid to Randall for the rest of the year. So we're fine. I did transfer $3,000 from savings to checking because we had that insurance coming up. And as you can see, there was $4,700 and another approximately $700. So that was $5,400 on insurance. But it's paid. The Civic Club, we're going to have to get that sewer fixed. It keeps backing up. So we'll probably spend another $500 to maybe $700 or $800 getting that fixed. In a way, it's not completely bad, because everything we spend on this building, including electricity and water, goes toward the lease. So, and we already have from carryover from the previous years and what we've done this year, that we're paid with the city until the lease is up again, which is October of next year, which is something else that the community will have to vote, but that'll be next year, whether they want to continue the lease. I imagine that the lease will, on the amount will also go up. So, you know, and so the community has to decide. You know, we don't use this building a lot.
We should.
Well, it's...
as a community shelter, like I suggested before.
No, we can't use it for a community shelter.
In case of an emergency.
Well,
another freeze or another Harvey.
Well, it wouldn't do anything in the freeze because they lost electricity here also.
I'm just kind of shocked that maybe it's normal for the insurance to be over $4,000.
That's for us.
But then there's no other insurance company that would charge less.
I can check.
Check.
Yeah. But it'll have to be next year. We've been with this company at least since 2016 and probably before that. So we've been using that company. This is the first time that I actually had to deal with them directly. So I didn't have, it's not that I didn't have time. You know, I have to, because like director's insurance is not like getting a car insurance. And it's through Travelers. But, you know, for next year, certainly it can be, we can check. I'm sure that somewhere it can be a little cheaper.
Car insurance, you check around and you get the cheapest rates, so that's what I'm asking. If there seems to be a bit high to me.
know, it's, I guess maybe there's a lot of directors getting sued. But, you know.
Having like insurance for when you have to do things for work, that's about around $4,000 is about right. When you're trying to, like, it's like when you get malpractice insurance or like, what is it? Yeah, for lawyers or doctors. That's like.
Yeah, and we do have people in the community that always threaten to do stuff.
But I say that not having checked what the alternatives are. It could be cheaper, right?
But like most insurance, I doubt that it'll be that much savings. But there could be some savings. But certainly it can be checked.
It's worth it to check. Yeah. Just a quick reference. I have to leave in about 5 minutes to get to another meeting, so I don't know if they have to go to the meeting. Because I need to break form.
Oh, I canceled the contract with QuickBooks. Last year they paid for QuickBooks. It's about a $900 contract. I looked at it, and QuickBooks was not designed for basically civic clubs. It's designed for businesses.
Yeah, something bigger.
And so at least this year, I think I can do the invoicing using Excel and Word. I already have the programs. I'll have to buy office supplies, which should be, and stamps. The stamps by themselves will be about $160, $180. So the stamps are 60 cents each now. So I'll have to get the office supplies. The invoicing will start in November, which is where it should have always been. But after Harvey, actually before Harvey, the invoices started getting out later and later. So last year, in fact, the invoicing, people didn't get an invoice until January. I think I got it like at the very last of December. So this year, hopefully we'll get it out mid-November. I hope to get them out. Somebody told me something about, and I don't keep up with this, Zelle or something like that, for online payments, or begins with the letter C.
Zelle.
I think Chase does that, so I'm going to check with Chase.
Chase does that. Yeah.
To see if maybe we can get online payments through Chase and see how much it would cost. Back when I was president, only a very small percentage of the homeowners pay
electronically.
So a lot of it depends on the cost. QuickBooks used to allow it, but then they cut it out.
I know it could be different for a business, but I don't know if they, I know it's free for individuals.
Yeah.
But I almost want to say maybe free for businesses
too as well. Yeah.
Because I used to pay my son's preschool through Zelle, and if I paid it through Zelle, I didn't get a surcharge. Like, the school would not charge me because they were being charged. But if I paid it through, like, a check or even the credit card, I had to pay, like, a fee. So I always paid through Zelle because I didn't want the fee.
But I'm going to look into it.
I don't think it charges anything.
I've got to check with Chase. Okay. Well, no, we don't have to vote on anything.
Okay, just cause, only because my boss is calling and I have another meeting at 8.
No problem. We're fine. Let's cancel the meeting first. Motion to
cancel?
Well, adjourn.
Adjourn. We've voted on everything, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Second.
Motion to adjourn. Yes.
Second.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.
Maybe adjourned.
On to the next meeting.